Welcome to the Reframe Money Meditation. I invite you to find a posture that brings alertness and ease to the body. Lengthen the spine and bring a relaxed wakefulness. As you're sitting, take a few breaths. Let go of any distractions. Turn off your phone. I invite you to close your eyes. And what are you feeling in this moment? What's the weather in the mind and in the heart and in the body? And now recalling the money story from that money initiation meditation, that formative money experience, recalling that story and the awareness of what happened in that story. And I invite you to see yourself and to see the adults in that scene. So really seeing yourself, you're the witness to what happened. So your adult self today is witnessing what happened when you were a child. And seeing what happened in that money scene, I invite you to offer compassion for yourself, for that young child, that younger version of yourself. Offer feelings of warmth and love to that young child. Just feeling that compassion for yourself. And then seeing the adults in this scene and offering them compassion as well. So they had their own histories with money that produced their own actions with money. Perhaps the adults intended to convey something positive or were trying to protect you around money. Or they were dealing with the money trauma from their own childhoods. So feeling compassion for yourself, for the younger version of yourself, feeling compassion for the adults in the scene. I invite you to imagine that the adult or adults say or do the opposite of what they did. Who would you be if you received the opposite money message growing up? So, as an example, if they were getting across the message about save, 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 just imagine for a moment that the adults were saying, spend, spend, enjoy your spending. Who would you be if you received the opposite money message growing up? And be aware of any feelings, sensations that are arising in the body. How does it feel, this idea of receiving the opposite message? And then asking yourself, how would you be showing up differently with money? If you receive that opposite message around money, how would that impact you today? How would your spending or saving or giving or earning be different? And let yourself feel what that's like. Feel the answer to this question more than trying to think it. And now taking a breath, letting it go on the exhale. I invite you to, when you hear the bell and you open your eyes, to go to your pen and paper and write down any insights that you had from this. Any ways in which this new message might empower you. Might give you a certain freedom with money that you didn't have before.